Los Angeles County is the new ground zero of the pandemic as coronavirus infections continue to spike, more than doubling in 1 month. Barbara Ferrer is LA County's Director of Public Health.
We're likely to experience the worst conditions in January that we faced the entire pandemic, and that's hard to imagine. In slightly more than 1 month, we doubled the number of people who tested positive for COVID-19, going from 400,000 cases on November 30th to 800,000 cases on January 2nd. The anticipated surge from the winter holiday gatherings has begun, and tens upon tens of thousands of people are paying the price with new COVID-19 infections.
The latest county figures indicate the coronavirus has no signs of slowing down infection rates. 13,512 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours. And 224 more deaths. In all, Los Angeles County has more than 840,000 coronavirus infections, and at this rate is slated to hit 1 million before the end of the month, in weeks. More than 11,000 Angelenos have died from COVID-19. LA County officials warned the staggering increase of infections will further strain an already beleaguered healthcare system. Hilda Solis is chair of LA County's Board of Supervisors.
We have over 7,600 people in our hospitals from COVID-19. It is getting harder and harder for healthcare workers to care for those coming to the hospital with gunshot wounds, heart attacks, strokes, and injuries from car accidents. Hospitals are declaring internal disasters and having to open church gyms to serve as hospital units.
As hospitals begin reporting supply shortages like oxygen, some are getting hit harder than others. Nines Ponce, director of UCLA's Center for Health Policy Research, says it's no surprise hospitals in low-income and communities of color are slammed with cases, since those demographics are more likely to die from coronavirus than affluent white communities.
Many of these communities have residents who are essential workers, delivering your Amazon product, delivering your food, grocery workers. These essential workers then tend to be from communities of color. And then the other is there are pockets in Los Angeles where there's overcrowded housing and multi-generational families, particularly among immigrant communities.
Ponce says intergenerational households with essential workers are a ripe mix for COVID spread and death, as the elderly are more likely to die from the virus than other age groups. That's why she's calling for vaccine distribution efforts to prioritize intergenerational homes of essential workers. LA County data says these low-income and communities of color are four times more likely to die from COVID-19 than affluent white areas. Meanwhile, in San Francisco County, officials are reporting 237 new coronavirus infections each day. Latinos are making up the bulk of infections, while only 15% of the city's population. Latinos are nearly 40% of the infections. Black and Latinos are disproportionately dying from coronavirus than other races in San Francisco as well. City officials say they vaccinated 6,000 frontline healthcare workers and residents at Laguna Honda. Hospitals have also received vaccines, but the data is not yet publicly available. The Bay Area, along with most of California, remains under a stay-at-home order from Governor Gavin Newsom. Statewide, California has reported 31,440 new coronavirus infections in the last 24-hour period. 368 more people have died. In all, there are more than 2.4 million people with the coronavirus in the state. More than 27,000 have died. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.